Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Chaf Tes, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilna Srusa Daf. It's right at the end of Yud Ches Amud Aleph with the words Tony Bar Kapara Omar. And today's daf is sponsored by Lenishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biakav Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody had Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim that was Tameh, he could be Paideh. The question is whether or not he has to eat it in Yerushalayim or he could even eat it outside Yerushalayim now that it doesn't have its status of Ma'aser Sheni. At first, we differentiated between Ava Toma and Vlada Toma, and then we had a Machlokes by Sham Beis Hillel. So first we have machlokes what exactly Av and Vlad HaTomo is. And we have a Brisa Bar Kapara Amar. Bar Kapara tells us Av HaTomo Dvar Taira, Vlad HaTomo Midivreim. Av HaTomo from the Mishnah is talking about a Midah Araisa level Tomo, whereas Vlad HaTomo is talking about a Drabon level of Tomo. Whereas Rabbi Yechon argues and says Bein Ze Dvar Taira, both the Av and Vlad HaTomo that are being referred to in the Mishnah are referring to Midah Araisa levels of Tomo. It's just that Av is an Av and Vlad is a Rishon the Tomo, which is a slightly lower level. So the Gemara tells us V'kashid Beishamai Al Rabbi Yechon, we have a problem in Shitas Beis Shammai, according to the Rabbi Yechon just explained. The Beis Shammai, Iron Beis Shammai had said, Hakol Yipad V'Yechon Bufnim, any Tomei Ma'aser Sheni could be redeemed, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, Chotz Mishenet Ava Toma B'Chotz, except for if it became Tomei with an Ava Toma outside Yerushalayim and it was brought into Yerushalayim, so you could redeem it, even bring it outside and eat it there. And the question is, Mabin Vlad Toma B'Chotz, Mabin Ava Toma B'Chotz, what's the difference if it became Tomei with a Vlad or Ava Toma outside Yerushalayim and was subsequently brought inside? Zev Zev Loid Var Tairahu, aren't both of them Da'iraisa types of Toma? What does it make a difference if it became Tomei with Ava Toma or Vlado Toma? It's both Da'iraisa. And if it became Tomei outside, there should be no difference in Shitas Beis Shammai. And the Gemara continues, Afil al Divrei Beis Hillel, Lemek Shaya, even in Shitas Beis Hillel, is Rabbi Yechon's explanation problematic? The Beis Hillel, Amram Beis Hillel had said, Hal kol yipad v'yechol b'chutz, in all situations of Tomei Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, it could be redeemed and be eaten outside. Chutz mishenet v'vlado Toma b'fnim. Except for if it became Tomei with Vlado Toma inside Yerushalayim, it has to be kept there and eaten there, even once it was redeemed. Well, Mabein Vlada Toma Bifnim, Mabein Ava Toma Bifnim. According to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, what's the difference between it becoming Tomei with Vlada Toma inside or Ava Toma inside? Zebaze Loid Var Tairahu? Aren't both of them Tomas Da Iraisa? So there shouldn't be a difference. And we don't have an answer to any of these questions. And the Gemara tells us, Loi Have Bar Rabbanon El Dvar Kapara. Rabbanon really only focused on the Shita Bar Kapara, and they ask questions according to him. So first of all, Vakash Dvar Kapara Al Dbe Shammai. We have a question in Shitas Be Shammai, according to the Bar Kapara, explain the difference between Av and Vlad. Remember, according to Bar Kapara, Av is Toma D'Iraisa, and Vlad is Toma D'Rabbanon. So here's the question. The Beis Shammai, Rabbi Beis Shammai had said, HaKol Yipad V'Yechol B'Fnim, that all Tomei Ma'aser Sheni could be redeemed, but it has to be eaten inside, Chutz Mishenit Ba'Ava Toma B'Chutz, except for something that became Tomei with an Ava Toma outside Yerushalayim. If it was brought inside, it could be redeemed and then brought outside and eaten. And here's the question, Ma Bein Ava Toma, Bein B'Chutz, Bein B'Fnim, Zev Zeh Loi Dvar Tairahu? When we're talking about Ava Toma, what's the difference between Ava Toma inside or outside? Isn't it a Toma D'Iraisa? And since the Toma D'Iraisa, we're understanding the Mechitzas are not koilet it as Ma'aser Sheni being in Yerushalayim. So what does it make a difference if it was brought into Yerushalayim and then became Tamei, or if it became Tamei outside Yerushalayim and then was brought inside? If it's a Toma D'Iraisa, and the mechitzas are not kailet, and either which way, he should be allowed to be paideh and then bring it outside Yerushalayim to eat it. And on that, the Gemara answers, Chavtas Ombeis on top, Shaloi Yu Aimrim, it's just so that people shouldn't say, Re'inu Ma'aser Sheni Shenichnas V'yotze, that we saw Ma'aser Sheni being brought into Yerushalayim and brought back out. In other words, and as Havamina, our answer is that you're right, there's no difference between Ma'aser Sheni becoming Tamei Midai Raisa outside versus inside. It's just that if he becomes Tamei outside Yerushalayim, everyone knows that when he brings it into Yerushalayim, the mechitzas aren't kailet it, because they know that it was Tameh even beforehand. However, when it's brought in a state of Tahara, and then it becomes Tameh, people don't realize that, and if they see you bringing this Ma'aser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, they think it's Tahar, as they think that you're bringing Tahar Ma'aser Sheni in and then back out. And that's why B'Sham is Machmir, when Tahar Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tameh Midai Raisa inside Yerushalayim. Everything Morgan is asking, now it shouldn't even be able to be redeemed inside Yerushalayim according to B'Shamai. Shlo Yu Aymer, so that people don't say, Re'inu Ma'aser Sheni Nechlas Yerushalayim V'Nifta, that we saw Ma'aser Sheni being brought into Yerushalayim and redeemed. If we're afraid that people are going to go based off of the original site of what they saw being brought into Yerushalayim, if they see Tahar Ma'aser Sheni being brought into Yerushalayim and then they see you being Paideh, they're going to say, oh, you're allowed to be Paideh Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, not realizing that it became Tameh. Now we have a totally different answer, undoing what we previously thought. That really the difference between it becoming Tameh Midai Raisa outside versus inside is as follows. Maisai. Then it becomes Tameh inside Yerushalayim. The Mechitza was already Taifas it. When you brought Tahar Maisar Sheni into Yerushalayim, it was already Niklat by the Mechitzas and is not allowed to be brought back out. And therefore, even though it became Tameh Midda'i Raisa, it's still not allowed to be brought out of Yerushalayim. Whereas Mishash and Nitma Bechotz, if it became Tameh outside Yerushalayim, Ein Mechitza Taifasai, the Mechitza of Yerushalayim, do not grab it, they're not Koilat it, and that's why they're allowed to be brought back out of Yerushalayim. The Gemara continues, Afilo al Beis Hillel, Lesu Mekshaya, even on Beis Hillel, it's not problematic. In Shitas Bar Kapara, there's not just an issue with Beis Shammai, there's also an issue with Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel had said, Hakol Yipadeh, it's always allowed to be redeemed, V'yoycha b'chutz, and eaten outside, Chos B'shinetma B'vlad HaTomo B'fnim, except where it became Tomeh with Vlad HaTomo inside Yerushalayim. So here's the question, Ma ben Vlad HaTomo ben b'chutz ben b'fnim, v'zeh v'zeh lemi d'vreim hu? What's the difference between Tomeh with Vlad HaTomo outside versus inside? Aren't both of them just Tomas Midrabanon? And becoming Tomeh Midrabanon means that really Midda'i Raisa, it's not Tomeh, and if you bring this Maaser Sheni, which became Tomeh outside Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim, well, it means you're bringing Maaser Sheni, which is Tahar Midda'i Raisa, into Yerushalayim, and the Chitzus should be Kailatit. So what's the difference if you brought in regular Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, and then it became Tomeh Midrabanon there, that it has to stay there? Well, even if it became Tomeh Midrabanon outside, and then you brought it inside, Midda'i Raisa, it's not Tomeh, so it should have to remain in Yerushalayim. Why, according to Beis Hillel, is he allowed to bring it outside Yerushalayim to eat it there? As the Havamina is, B'shechniso al manas shalotis v'sena mechitza, there were Tomeh Midrabanon, he brought it in with a Tanai that the mechitzas should not be taifeset, it shouldn't be niklat by the mechitzas, and that's why when he's paid it, he could bring it back out. And Rav Zera says, Hadamra, this tells us that Maaser Sheni Tahar shechniso al manas shalotis v'sena mechitza is if a person brings 100% Tahar Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, but on the condition with the Tanai that the mechitzas of Yerushalayim should not be kailatit, and mechitzas of sasai, so that means the mechitzas not kailatit, because that's what he's doing right now. He's bringing Maaser Sheni, which is Tahar Midda'i Raisa, with the stipulation, and the reason why he's doing that is because really it's Tomeh Midrabanan and he wants to be able to bring it back out once he's paid it. But bottom line is, says Reb Zera, that this tells us that if you bring 100% Tahar Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim with a Tanai that you don't want the Mechitzas to be Kailat it, that Tanai works. However, Rabbi Yehuda asked the following question, Tahar Dvar Taira Va'atamar Hachin Tahar Midda'i Raisa, and you're telling me this? Basically, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with Reb Zera, asking, how could you possibly say that you're allowed to bring Tahar Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim with a Tanai that the Mechitzas are not Kailat it? That doesn't make any sense. Elokini, rather, this is what we can learn from here, says Rabbi Yehuda, Avar Pada Padoi. If you were Ivar and you were Paid it, so then it's Padoi. Meaning, if you bring Tahar Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim with this Tanai that you don't want the Mechitzas to be Kailat, and even if you bring it outside Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be Paid it L'chatchila. It's just that if you were Paid it, so B'diyavid, that does work. And therefore, when we're dealing with Tameh Maaser Sheni, the Tanai L'chatchila works. When it's Tahar Maaser Sheni, the Tanai doesn't work at all, except for B'diyavid if you brought it outside and you were Paid it. When it's Tameh Maaser Sheni, such as this case of Beis Hillel, where you brought in Maaser Sheni, which was Tameh Midrabanan, and you made this Tanai, so then the Tanai L'chatchila works, then the Mechitzas aren't Kailat, and once you're Paid it, you could bring it outside your Yerushalayim and eat it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more scenarios, further understanding why Maaser Sheni would or would not be allowed to be brought outside your Yerushalayim once it became Tameh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.